May I invite the children in the church to please come forward and let's read a Christmas story. Children, come forward, come forward. Let's go to the crib. And if anybody wants to take pictures, feel free, please. This is a joyous occasion.
Hello, boys and girls. How are you today? You're good? Are you excited it's Christmas? Yes, who's not excited? No one, that's good news. Well, today, it's the first Mass of Christmas, and it's also the children's Mass. So that's why we're reading you a little story. It has a little message for you, tells you about Christmas. And can you see who's right here in the manger? Who's that? It's baby Jesus, that's right. So I'm going to tell you about Christmas. And I'm going to read you a story. Then I want you guys to read something off the sheet if you can, okay? And I'm going to read it with you. I'll point to you when it's these people right here. We'll hold up something for you to read, and you'll read it when I say so, okay? All right, if you can't see it or you don't know how to read, I'll read it with you, all right? All right, Christmas is a very special time. It's a time to say thank you to God. And this is how Christmas began 2018 years ago. And Angel Gabriel knew about Christmas before anyone else. God sent him all the way from heaven to talk to Mary. He told Mary that soon she would have a baby boy. Her little boy would be Jesus. Thank you, God, for the angel Gabriel. Mary wanted to tell someone her good news, so she hurried to see her cousin Elizabeth. Elizabeth was happy to hear that Mary would soon have a baby boy. She said that Mary was special because God had chosen her to be the mother of his son, Jesus. A little brown donkey, can you see the donkey here? A little brown donkey helped Mary just before her baby was born. She and Joseph needed to go on a long trip, and the little donkey let Mary ride on his back. He took Mary from her home in Nazareth to the little town of Bethlehem. It was a long way too, but the little donkey kept clip-clopping along until they reached Bethlehem. In Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph met a kind man. He was an innkeeper. They wanted to stay in his inn, but all the rooms were filled by the time Mary and Joseph got there. The innkeeper knew that Mary would soon have her baby, so he let them stay in a warm stable where animals were kept. There were donkeys and cows and goats and sheep in the stable. It was warm and dry there, and all the animals were happy to share their warm, quiet stable. Do you see the animals? Do you see them all? Yes. They watched Mary and Joseph with big, soft eyes. And while Mary and Joseph were staying in the stable, baby Jesus was born, and the animals were the first to see God's Son. Some shepherds were watching their sheep the night Jesus was born. They were in a field near Bethlehem. Suddenly, a bright light covered the shepherds. They were afraid. Then an angel said to them, "A baby has been born tonight. He is in a stable in Bethlehem, sleeping on some hay. This baby is Jesus, God's Son." Then lots of angels came and began to sing to the shepherds, praising God because Jesus had been born. The shepherds were surprised and happy. A baby had been born. He was Jesus, God's son, and he was in Bethlehem in a stable with some animals. The shepherds left their sheep and ran to the stable to see baby Jesus. They found him where the angel had said, in a manger on some hay. Anna and Simeon were special helpers for God. They had been waiting a long time to see baby Jesus, and they got to see him when he was only a few weeks old. Mary and Joseph took baby Jesus to the temple where Anna and Simeon were, and Simeon even got to hold him in his arms. They were so happy to see baby Jesus. They knew he was God's son who would grow up to be the Savior of the world. The night Jesus was born, the stars were big and bright in the dark black sky. The night was so quiet and beautiful. God knew it was the right time for Jesus to be born. So God made a special star that was bigger and brighter than all of the other stars. This special star was to tell the world that Jesus had been born. A couple days later, some wise men were looking at the stars. They saw the big, bright, special star. The wise men knew they had not seen it before. It was in the sky for the very first time. They followed the special star until they found Jesus. Then they gave him fine presents of gold and wonderful perfumes. Mary knew that Jesus was a special baby. She knew he was God's son. When Mary looked at Jesus, she remembered that angels had announced his birth, that shepherds had come to the stable, that wise men had brought gifts. She loved Jesus very much and took good care of him. Mary was happy to be the mother of Jesus. Christmas is God's present to the world, a little baby in a manger in Bethlehem, the little baby who grew up to be our Savior. He is the best Christmas present of all. He is the reason we have Christmas. Now for the test. I'm just kidding. Thank you very much, boys and girls. You did really well. I wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And the one who read for us is Father Stephen DiCarlo. For those who do not know him, he's our new priest, brand new, ordained 6 months ago. So, Stephen, thank you very much for the beautiful word. And this, dear friends, is what Christmas is all about. It's all about joy. It's all about thanksgiving. It's all about knowing that we have been elevated. And joy is contagious in a good way. Joy is contagious in a good way. Let us not bottle it inside of us. Let us spread this joy that we have received this evening from these little kids. And maybe I'll spread mine a little.
Joy is the flag flown high from the castle of my heart. From the castle of my heart. From the castle of my heart. Joy is the flag flown high from the castle of my heart, when the king is in residence there. So let it fly in the sky, let the whole world know, let the whole world know, let the whole world know. Let it fly in the sky, let the whole world know that the king is in residence there.
Peace be with you.